It's unreal. It's just like you're living in a nightmare, but it's really, really is happening. Can't do it no more. I can't even look at my son. I'm in the hospital looking at him. Could have been burned to death. And the pain he went through was horrific. Horrific. Watching him crying and that casualty was unreal till they got him sedated.
These people come in and set a motorbike alight at the bottom of your stairs.
If they wanted to take a motorbike, why didn't they just take the motorbike? Why set the motorbike alight and shut a back door behind them, knowing that there was kids up the stairs sleeping? It's just beyond me. I can't believe it's happened. Nowhere to go. Where is anybody going to have the room for me to take my five kids? So I'd be staying in my living room until the housing executive get me housed out of here, or there's going to be seriously somebody hurt. Somebody hurt.
Now you've been showing me your bruises there, and they're dark purple. I take it they're quite painful.
They are very, very sore. Very, very sore. It's not the bruising, it's what's in my mind. It's in my mind. I'll never forgive whoever done this. I'll never forgive them. 11-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 15-year-old lad sleeping up in their beds. And somebody coming to burn them while they're lying in bed sleeping.
How bad is the antisocial behaviour in this area?
It's unreal. Unreal. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Don't get me wrong, the police is always on the road, you know what I mean? There are minutes when you ring them, there are minutes, but they can never catch them because this lame way, they cannot get. It's just a one way. They run in through the railings and away, so they'll not get them. No matter way, they'll get away with it, you know what I mean? It's just happened their way last year too. They actually put a squib in my living room window and blew my whole living room window out. You know what I mean? That's traumatised. That's children been traumatised. Every one of my kids are bopping their nerves living in this area. I just need out. If them two wee boys hadn't been by that door, we would have been all burnt to death. When I got out of the bed, it was pure black. I couldn't see in front of me. The fire alarms were going, but I take a sleeping tablet. I'm on medication. But it was the smoke alarm that kept going and going. And when I jumped up, I couldn't see in front of me. And the wee girl took ill with the asthma attack at the top of the stairs. So my son's friend and